The 12th Congressional District, which encompasses most of Mecklenburg County, stands to have the most people in the country lose health care coverage under the Senate plan to replace Obamacare. That's according to the Center for American Progress, a left-leaning think tank. More than 200 people concerned about those coverage losses attended a town hall last night hosted by Congresswoman Alma Adams. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Katie Belkis had been preparing to come to this town hall for several days to ask Representative Alma Adams one question.
I just wanted to know if someone could tell me how my son is going to be directly affected. I've read, but I can't get any answers.
She says her three-year-old son, Brady, has autism. Now he's covered by Medicaid, but she's concerned about deep cuts to the program for low-income individuals and disabled kids that would occur under the Senate plan. Adams says there's hope in that the Senate had to postpone a vote on the bill.
Obviously, they're individuals who are Republicans who are as concerned about it as I am. So we're hoping that we can appeal to those folks as well as others who have heard from their constituents while we've been out on this break.
Senators have 3 weeks to pass the bill before the month-long August break. North Carolina Senators Tom Tillis and Richard Burr did not respond to questions about whether they will be holding a town hall about the health care bill. Congressman Robert Pittenger, whose district also includes the southern portion of Mecklenburg County, says he will hold town halls in August. That would likely be after the Senate's vote. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.